well, Vader, Vader, tell me about the big celebration on Wednesday.
The big celebration? I don't yes. know what you're talking about.
Well, sure you do. You're just being coy. You're just I know, clutching the pearls. Clenching the butt cheeks. Well, you know, I know that there's a celebration every June the 30th to celebrate Big Fatty's retirement 3 years ago.
You know what? I can't disagree with that.
Okay.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his hall of friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord. I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you
guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 28th of June, the peak. Actually, it's not that hot. It's summer, but it just feels like it's hot. I was going to say the peak of summer, but no, not even there yet. I'm your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader. That's
Bader, V-E-D-E-R.
No. It's Vader sweating in all of the areas. V-A-D-E-R, Noah. And with me is the one, he's a little flushed today, but he's not passed out on his sofa from Hanahan Pride. It's Big Fatty, everyone.
Hi. Oh, excuse me. I'm surprised that I was asked back after that entertaining a little show last week with Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. I learned a lot from that show.
Really? It's that we haven't spoken in 15 years. Was that really what you learned?
No, I figured that, but I did not know there were martinis and drunky driving and a jalopy and... I knew about the Moon Pie and RC Cola Festival, but I have to give it to Chris. He did a pretty good job on the Dead or Alive.
Well, I thought so because I got them right. He actually chose people that, you know, lived in this century that did relevant things that I would know about.
Oh, well, that's not the idea of the game. Right.
But that's why I liked it. So I do want to thank him for guest hosting while you were out of town. You were down on the hill.
Red Island.
Did he call in to say how much he enjoyed?
You mean, do we have voicemail? No. No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No. I'm sorry.
One and done.
I'm trying to get my phone out of my pocket. To just triple check that because you know sometimes I forget.
Well, I know you're a little discombobulated now because we are recording late.
Yeah,
we started
20 minutes late and it's thrown his day off.
I don't know how
he's going to make it. You guys,
I don't know, but there was evidently some sort of Tarjay incident.
So what happened was, y'all, I mentioned this on the show, and I think I mentioned it on the other little show, that I have been redoing my towels.
Yes.
You know, I got the new bathroom. Well,
yes.
Y'all, I was this week, Wednesday night, my friend Big Mama, that's...
Yeah.
Big Mama, who is not Big Mama. He's lost like 100 pounds.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I see we found it. But I met him for dinner and I had to run by and get something at Target, like cat litter, because it's the never ending thing that I do.
Well, I think you have a shard-a-thon there, don't you?
Right. Basically, it's like you live here. But anyway, so I was like, you know what? I'll go ahead and I had plenty of time to kill because we weren't having dinner until 7 and I didn't want to go home. So I went to get the towels, an extra towel. Y'all, they didn't have any. Well, I wasn't at my Target. I wasn't at the Miss Shirley Target. So I said, you know what? They're all a little bit different. So, excuse me. So I was taking out the bathroom trash today and saw the tag from one in there. So I grabbed it and then scanned the barcode with a Target app. And it said, oh, it's on clearance, $3. And I was like, Jesus Christ. That's a, like, yeah, it was sick. What is that? 70% off or something. Anyway, I said, so I ran up to Target. Y'all, they're out of them. They don't have them. And so I just got discombobulated. But what I really went in there to get was body wash because I'm running low. And years ago, I bought like a case of it somewhere that was going out of business. So I haven't had to buy it in years. And y'all, I couldn't find it. I could not find it in the Target. And so then, but I also wanted to get some Soda Stream flavors for my bubbling water because I just run out of lime. And now that they have the bubbly brand, you guys, if you have a Soda Stream or similar and you haven't tried the I like bubbly cans of bubbly. So I knew I would like the flavors and we have all of them at the coal mine. We bought the variety pack. And so, I was like, ooh, I'm going to get some cherry bubbly flavor for my bubble water. Ooh. And so then, you know, I bumped into someone that I knew and, we didn't see you at Pride yesterday. And I was like, Jesus fucking Christ, this is the second time I've heard of it, both of which were after it happened. How did I not know that this was a thing? So that was my day. And then I looked at my phone when I was getting my car, y'all, it was 5:00. And I was like, oh, dear God. Poor Big Fatty is sitting there waiting.
I was signed on 10 minutes early. You know, the old people, they like to be there half an hour before it starts.
Well, if you're not early, you're late.
That's correct.
That's correct. Now, Big Fatty, do we have any music here for a tech segment?
No.
I want you to sit there, look through the window, and watch me eat a ham.
Yeah, ham.
Bart, prepare the emergency ham.
Give me the kiss first.
You guys, I played the role of tech support for Big Fatty yesterday.
It is true, and it still ain't fixed.
No, well, here's the thing. There's nothing wrong with it.
Huh?
Yeah, so Big Fatty called me like Tuesday or Wednesday and said, my e-letters.
No, it was Thursday.
Okay.
And you came over on Saturday.
Yes. My AOL e-letters aren't working and I have ruined it. And I thought, so Extra Special Chris and I were taking bets on if he had just like, you know, closed the folder on in mail or something and just didn't. So anyway, so got over there, could not get it to work.
Oh, no.
Tried everything.
I ruined it good.
Big Fatty had deleted the accounts. Y'all, I put in all the correct information, verified the password, the whole nine yards. Y'all, it would not work. Did a little Google search in. And of course, it's tough with AOL because one, no one really uses it. And two, all the people who do use it are old and terrible. And so none of them know how to use their cellular telephonic device. In fact, the AOL help page for email still lists the Thunderbird client. Now, I'm pretty sure the Thunderbird client's been not made for at least 10 years.
I don't even know what that is.
Right. I believe it ran on Classic. I was a little unsure if that information was correct. But I got home, and I was just thinking about it. And I was like, this just doesn't – something doesn't seem right. So I said, you know, I'm sure I still have an AOL account.
Welcome. You've got mail.
And so, sure enough, I do because I was using AIM until they discontinued it. That's how Extra Special Chris and I chat during the day. Well, it was.
Yes.
Can't do it anymore. Hi.
Right, basically what we said.
We liked it because there were statuses, so I wouldn't bother him if he was in a meeting, blah, blah, blah. Now I just use iMessage. But anyway, long story short, I tried it on my phone, same thing. Had all the same issues Big Fatty had. Big Fatty, I had to try it like 7 times. This is your tech update. And finally, there are new terms of service, and those popped up. And when I acknowledged those, it just started working. So,
well, how do I get them to pop up?
You just add those accounts via the help thinger where, you know, just click on AOL like you're adding and just keep trying to make it work. And eventually popped up. So, and it worked. So I would say,
is that the thing where they're all the different?
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So if you, dear listeners, are having trouble with your AOL account, well, I would suggest you give that a try.
I'm going to try to do that while we're talking.
That will be so riveting. Mm-hmm.
Where is that on the big computer? Oh, that's on the system. And I have to go to the internet accounts.
Should we just sit here in silence while you do all that?
I think so. Okay. All right. So I just click on the AOL thing.
Right. Right. It's
okay.
Really
not on the ones we set up.
Right. Right.
Okay.
And then anyway, so
now it's asking for an email address.
Right. You've got to start the account. You've got to start it all over again. Poor old thing.
So I have to put all that information in?
Just your email address and your password. It uses the API. Okay. So you don't need to know the imap.aol.com or whatever. So I did that, y'all. But speaking of horrifying, since we last talked, y'all, I went to Wisconsin.
Oh, I put in the wrong password.
Y'all, I went to Wisconsin, and I'm going to tell you, we flew out of here on Friday at 3:55 p.m. We landed, I think it was 3:55, 3:15. 3:30, I don't know, something like that. And we flew back in here at 9 p.m. Saturday. So we weren't there very long. But y'all, we landed in Madison we were supposed to land at 7 p.m., but our flight was late. So we landed at like 7:30. And I knew that we were in for it. I was sitting in the first class, and my coworker, we'll call her Lorena, was sitting in the very last row of the plane. So I sat down right outside the gate to wait for her to get off the plane. Of course, she was the last one. She moves kind of slow, that Lorena. But I'm sitting there, and I realize while I'm sitting there, we are the last flight of the evening to come in. There is not a soul in the airport at 7:30 on a Saturday. Like, not a soul, just us. The music was playing on the PA system. Welcoming you to Wisconsin. It was not Atlanta Mayor Keisha Butts, Keisha Bottoms rather.
Keisha Butts,
right? Keisha Bottoms. But it was they were playing Prairie Home Companion music, and I just got such a chuckle out of it because it couldn't have been more stereotypical. Also, we rented a premium car and we got a Passat, and it was fine, whatever, but. It just also made me chuckle because I went to the rental car counter and Larry was there eating his lunch. He said it was 7:30 at night. I was talking to him and he was like, glad you're here. You're the last person I'm waiting for tonight. Y'all, and
what did he have for lunch?
I don't know, but he was drinking a Mountain Dew, so that always scares the daylights out of me.
Oh, well, that's where, Crooked Hat drinks the Mountain Dew.
And so I got my bag, because I had to check a bag, since I had all the camera gear and whatnot that we needed in my bag, or the tripods and all that stuff, and a few other things that couldn't go with me on the Area Plano. That was the Area Plano of death, where the flight attendant slammed my laptop in the overhead bin door and bent it, but neither here nor there. And we were hungry. And I knew we walked over to the car, and of course they have like 10 cars in this tiny little, I think there are like 10 gates in the whole airport. It's just one long hallway. It's a tiny town airport, state capital, I believe. And so we got in our Passat, and we were both like, well, this, I mean, and it was fine, but I was like, I wouldn't call this luxury. I mean, you know, it's perfectly fine, but I feel as if Avis has ripped me off. But we started driving to the motel, and we found a place to eat. Y'all, It was.
Were you feeling good in the neighborhood?
No, we went to this wine bar and bistro, and we had a bottle of wine. And it was very reasonably priced, and that was kind of my introduction to Wisconsin. And then the hotel was like two doors down, so we went over there and got checked in, and I opened my bag. Y'all, my face wash had exploded.
Ah!
And, you know, since I was checking in back, I just put my clothes in the bag, obviously, because why would I put
right.
those in my backpack?
All right, what, before you go any further, should I cancel out every time it doesn't work and go try it again?
If that's your only option. But yeah, okay. So, y'all, so here I am. And I have to tell you, by the time we got to the hotel, it's probably 10 o'clock at night because we had a very leisurely dinner.
Is that 10 p.m. In the evening?
It was. And, you know, we had to be somewhere at 9 a.m. the next morning. So here I am in the laundry room.
You were in a different time zone, right?
Right. Which was good for the next morning, not so good for that night because I was exhausted. Here I am in the laundry room of the Comfort Suites Madison, washing a shirt, you know, 11 PM or whatever. And the guy at the front desk was like, "You're gonna need some more change for the dryer." And I was like, "No, it's one of those golf shirts. It doesn't need to go in the dryer. It'll dry just fine." And he was very perplexed. And then he hit on me on the Grin Doctor a little bit later. There was that, and I was like, "Miss Girl, I am going to bed. I have had half a bottle of wine, done a load of laundry, and I am in Madison, Wisconsin." So had a absolutely lovely trip, though. We only had about 2 hours, 2.5 hours of work Saturday morning. We were doing something, a little project, and then we wanted to go buy cheese. And by we, I mean my coworker, Lorena. And so we decided to drive into the city. We didn't stay in the city. We stayed in the suburbs. We stayed in Verona, we noticed two things, Big Fatty. I've got two observations about Madison. One, what they call the prairie, I call an overgrown lot.
Okay. Oh, okay.
That was like the big observation, and that actually made Lorena spit.
So that
out her
would make it the overgrown lot. Companion?
Yeah. Yep. That's it.
Okay.
And so, y'all, we went into the city, and everyone always talks about how nice people are up there. I'm going to tell you, they are not. They are not.
Oh.
We had the worst service we had any. And I know I kept reminding Lorena that we live in Charleston, and, you know, we're used to kind of nicer things when it comes to just the standard, just because the not so nice things like that wouldn't last here. But y'all, we went to the worst restaurant I've ever been to for lunch. And
did it have golden arches out front?
No, that would have been better. And because we were in the city, we were block from the state house, the Capitol. Excuse me, whatever they call it. And I couldn't figure out what was going on. And Lorena was having the beers. She was having some of the local beers, but I was driving and, you know, I'm responsible. So I was not. And the food was okay, but the whole experience was terrible. And we were like, finally, the waitress, like, her daughter showed up. And then that was really weird. And then her daughter was showing us things that she, I don't know. I was like, "Can I just ask you, like, what is this going on today?" Like, it was like super busy and there were tons of people out. And I get it. Like, it's a Saturday. Y'all, it was Pride.
Oh, who knew?
Well, I didn't know, and it wasn't obvious. And I noticed there were a lot of rainbow flags everywhere, but it's a college town. So I just felt like it's June, you know, whatever. Y'all, it was Pride. And so then we went into this cheese shop, and I kid you not, Lorena probably spent $400 on cheese. Now, they looked like, and I could tell they were really good cheese and cured meats, things like that. I did not buy any because I didn't want to deal with it and drag it home or whatever because I had a bunch of stuff in my backpack. And I had a camera bag, so I couldn't carry another bag. Y'all, we were in the Gucci's shop.
Oh, the Gucci's.
And I'm going to tell you, I almost stayed in Wisconsin.
Oh.
It was that good. So
there was
good.
There was some friendliness then.
Well, I mean, no, they weren't friendly. That's the problem. But they were all a little bit fat, which we approve of. And they were all a little bit shaggy, which also younger, much younger. But y'all, so that was my trip to Wisconsin. And then we got home at 9. We were late. I don't know how, but somehow we were late. Y'all, I didn't upgrade myself. I didn't even try on the flight from Chicago to Charleston. Of course, because it said it was full. Of course, there weren't more than 20 people on the plane that holds 150. So I don't know what was going on there. Thanks, United. But there was a really nice family sitting across from me with two special needs kids, teenagers. I wouldn't say kids. And y'all, it was the worst flight I've ever been on. And they warned us there was going to be a lot of turbulence. Any guess as to what happened, Big Fatty, on that flight? Any guess?
You shot yourself.
No. It was, again...
The cheese came out of the bag and rolled down the aisle.
No. I don't know. Because... Lorena had gone to sit on her own row so she could spread out. I did not, and I'm very glad I didn't, because it would have been in front of the special needs kids, who started vomiting about 15 minutes into the flight and vomited for about an hour. And I felt so bad for the family, because they were trying to handle it and whatever. And of course, they're special needs, so y'all, they were just... It was just... Well, no, it wasn't that at all.
No, that doesn't sound very good. Okay, this is still not working for me.
I know. It was kind of sounded like that, but very loud, and it was awful. Mm. And everyone was trying to ignore it because, you know, they can't help it. But it was absolutely the worst flight.
Now, how was the smell?
Well, therein lies the good thing about having to wear a mask on the airplane.
Ah!
So, while I'm sure that there was some scent there, because, you know, they're extra filtering the air now, and I had on the good mask, the thick mask, just because, like, seriously, I don't want the COVID. Like, and I know I'm vaccinated, but, like, let's be honest here. Like, I was awfully close to a lot of people on those flights. So, I was wearing a mask as instructed. Now, other people in the airport, they were having some issues with it, but yeah. So that was basically my trip to Wisconsin and all of its horrifying glory. Yeah. So that's all I got about that. I wish you could. I've been trying to fill time here, because Big Fatty is just still sitting there very intently trying to get his Elo.
Well, I did not realize that Verizon had bought the AOL.
Well, but you know what I didn't realize?
What?
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, we'll get back to the terms of service. By the way, you do know the terms of service of dead or alive, right?
I do. You're going to tell me the name of someone who was born today. I'm going to tell you who they are and if they are dead or alive.
Kelly Pickler,
she's alive. Y'all, she was she's a country music singer, and she was on that American Idol.
The American's Idol, that's correct. John Wesley.
Well, if it's the original, the OG John Wesley, I hope he's dead. He was the founder of the Methodist Church.
You are correct. He is dead. You're correct about that, too. I don't hear the music anymore.
Oh, well, you're fat.
Oh, Leon Panetta.
Leon Panetta. You know, as far as I know, he's still alive. Of course, he is the head chef at the Leon's Oyster Shop downtown in Charleston.
Leon Panetta is indeed alive.
It's nice of you to do a local one.
Yeah, he was the 23rd United States Secretary of Defense.
Perfect.
John Elway,
he was the football player. I think, he's still alive. He's alive, yeah.
Yes, he was an NFL quarterback for the Denver Broncos, and he is still alive.
I think he's on that one of those morning shows on the ESPNs.
Richard Rodgers.
Dick Rodgers. Speaking of, I'm going to tell you so.
Oh, excuse me.
Richard Rodgers, he is, there's a gnat in here, it's about driving me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He is alive. Richard Rodgers.
And we would know him from?
He is Fred Rodgers' illegitimate son. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did not know Mr. Rodgers was out banging on the side. Okay.
Well, now you know.
Mm-hmm. Now we know. You're so close. So close. Richard Rodgers was an American composer. He was half of Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Okay, but also Fred Rodgers' illegitimate son.
Right. He died in 79.
Lord.
Yeah, how about that?
So is it one more? Is there one more?
Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks. Well, he smells like he's dead, I have no doubt, but he is still alive. He's a movie director, I guess, a producer or whatever, and he made some of those funnies. I believe he made the City Slickers, too, which also made me laugh a little bit way back when.
He was a comedian. He was the director of Get Smart. Do you remember Get Smart?
That's a little bit before my time, but I do know what it is, yes.
Okay, and 99, Chief, can we go into the cone of silence? That was, all right. Blazing Saddles, you know.
Blazing Saddles. That's
where they all sat around the fire and farted.
Well, right. Who knew that was the original inspiration for Burr Harder?
Burr Harder? Yeah. Yes, go ahead.
I was going to say, do you have a big week planned this week?
Well, actually, it is a very social week for Big Fatty. But before I get to that, you never mentioned, did you have the cheese curds when you were up there in the Wisconsin?
Only once. Now, my coworker, Lorena, didn't know that was a thing. So I did order them at the only place. Well, we only ate out twice. And so at that terrible restaurant, we had some. And they served them with Wisco sauce.
I don't know what Wisco sauce is.
Well, I didn't either. And it's kind of like a spicy-ish, like mustard mayo combo. But Lorena was like, I was like, Wisco, I've never heard of that. Blah, blah, blah. She's like, Wisco, Wisconsin. And I was like, I wouldn't have figured that out. So
Can we just get it with brown gravy instead?
Right. I'm going to tell you though, they were good there. It was all fresh food. It just was a terrible experience. So,
In fact,
I may actually go back to Madison sometime. It's a super easy flight.
Right.
Because it's 2.5 hours to Chicago. Most of that time is taxiing in O'Hare. And it's a 33-minute flight from there to Madison. So
now, did you see any badgers?
Only Larry, Tuchosaurus Larry, sitting next to me on the plane. Ooh.
Oh, dear Gussie. Well, yeah. No, I've got a very busy week. Retirement hootenanny on Tuesday, a going away party on Thursday. Of course, you know, celebrating my retirement on Wednesday and Friday at Fatty's. And then I'm going to the old swimming hole next Sunday.
The old swimming hole. Are you going to the Hara Hotel?
No, been invited to an Independence Day hootenanny. So I'll be, we'll be independent of our parents.
Understood. I did not get invited to that party, and that's probably best now. So
yes, I was going to say prayers have been answered. So do you have big Independence Day plans?
Avoiding everyone. I am ready for a vacation, but because of the coal mine, can't take it.
Avoiding anyone in particular?
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
The best part is, that avoidance is pretty easy because the old gal doesn't ever leave the house. So I just have
to avoid people on the pills. She's independent of her pants all the time. So
okay, well then we're adding that vomit sound before next week.